Hi, everybody. It's day two of our TOEIC unit, and we've been talking about something that's kind of a hybrid between a restaurant and a grocery store. It's called a grocerant, which is kind of a new term. So if you do use it, you need to know that people might not know what you're talking about, although they do understand the concept because a lot of our big grocery stores, at least in the U.S., have added a large portion of ready-to-eat meals that you can just pick up, put in your shopping cart, and go home and eat. Or some of these supermarkets have some tables and chairs that you can sit down and eat there. I tend to like to go home to eat. So, yeah, that's what I usually do.
I'm from the Midwest in the United States, you know, so the towns are not that big. So a lot of these supermarkets can easily add on. And so a lot of them have a little dining area and they've got a deli and you can go there and order food and eat it there. Or you could simply take it home with you. You could take it to go. Although, of course, you probably create a lot of garbage that way by using those disposable containers and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that seems to be the wave of the future because everybody's working and nobody's staying home to cook the meals. So these supermarkets are responding to market needs. We've still got to eat, folks. So, of course, we're talking about something called grocerants. So that's our title here, Eat Low Cost, Fast and Healthy at Many Foods Grocerant. This is kind of an advertisement for a supermarket that we've made up for our program called Many Foods Supermarkets. actually, Many Foods Grocerants. So let's find out what this is all about. Let's listen to today's lesson now read from top to bottom.
Here at Many Foods, we are dedicated to giving you the shopping experience you deserve. You know us for the healthy options we provide, from our locally grown produce to our many organic and unrefined food products. However, we know that simply providing groceries isn't always enough these days. Many of our customers work long hours and don't have the time to cook a full meal at home. They also know that dining out isn't a sustainable option, nor is always grabbing unhealthy fast food. The good news is Many Foods is now offering a savory solution by opening a new grocerant section. We at Many Foods know how important it is to stay healthy. That's why our grocerant section was conceived as a place where you can stock up on nutritious, ready-to-eat meals that won't break the bank. Each day, our expert chefs prepare a selection of sushi, sandwiches, and entrees that you can order at the counter. The salad bar includes fresh foods for every type of diet, from vegan to paleo and more. All of our delicious pre-prepared meals are made in-house, and they're sourced from ingredients we sell right in our store. If you pick up a dish from the grocerant that you'd love to make yourself, scan the QR code next to the item's description to get the recipe. Simply weigh your plate and pay at the counter. You'll find it's easier than ever to eat healthy at Many Foods.
Okay, it's time for us to discuss the contents of today's lesson. Here's the title, Eat Low Cost, Fast and Healthy at Many Foods Grocerant. So again, this is a kind of advertisement here for the Many Foods supermarket, although they are promoting their grocerant here, which I guess is a section of their supermarket in which you can get these ready-made meals. You can pick them out and take them home, and they're going to go well with your very busy lifestyle. So you can eat low-cost food. It's fast to get that food, and the food is good for you. It's healthy. You could also say healthful. Both are correct there. Something's good for you when it's healthy or healthful. And here's how it begins. It says, here at Many Foods, we are dedicated to giving you the shopping experience you deserve. So here we've got a phrase, to be dedicated to. That means that's our goal. That's what we're striving to do. It's very important for us to do this. We want to give you the shopping experience that you deserve. Here, to deserve something means you should have that sort of thing. Like, for example, if you've been working at a company for 10 years and you're working really hard, well, you deserve a promotion or you deserve a raise.
Yeah, you earned it. You've done something to actually earn it, which is kind of nice. So, yeah, so you're dedicated, or they're dedicated, to giving their customers a good shopping experience. You can be dedicated to a lot of things. You can also be devoted to a lot of things where you spend a significant amount of time trying to accomplish something or maybe helping someone because you care about that. So at Many Foods, they really, really work hard on giving their customers a great shopping experience. It's one of my favorite places to go when I go home, Tom.
Many Foods, really?
No, the supermarket.
Oh, okay.
Love. I just walk up and down all the aisles and see all the choices. I love that stuff. So, You Know Us is, this is a commercial, of course. You know us for the healthy options we provide, healthy choices. From our locally grown produce. So produce here is a noun, and it's not a verb, so you can't say produce, guys. This is very tricky. It's one of these words that's spelled the same but is pronounced completely differently. Produce is fruit and vegetables. They're real foods. So the produce section in a grocery store is usually toward the front, where you can pick up all the real vegetables and fruit there and then go and continue on buying the other things, like, you know, the boxed cereal or the canned goods. That isn't produce. So they grow their produce locally. It's right there in that state or city. And they've got a lot of organic food. Organic food typically means they don't use a lot of dangerous pesticides, which are chemicals and can be bad for your body. And unrefined food products just means if it's something like a grain, they don't mill it so finely that it doesn't really provide enough fiber for your body. So you want whole grain bread if you can find it. So these are some of the good things they offer their customers.
Yeah, organic, I guess, in Chinese is youji, organic food. And unrefined, I guess, could be something like unprocessed food, raw food, basically, in its original form. However, we know that simply providing groceries isn't always enough these days. So, yes, we do provide groceries for you, locally grown produce, organic food, unrefined food. It's high-quality food, but we also know that that might not be enough. Providing groceries just isn't enough these days because things have changed, times change, and many of our customers work long hours and don't have the time to cook a full meal at home. So we said this in our last program. Of course, nowadays, both the couples are working and a lot of people are staying single, of course. So you work long hours and you spend so much time at the office and you get stuck in traffic jams and things like that. So you don't really have the time to go home and cook a meal. Cooking a meal is very time consuming.
Yeah.
You need to prepare all the food. You need to chop everything up and fry it all up and then serve it and then eat it. And then you've got to do the dishes. That's a pretty long process. So people don't have the time and they're too tired to do that kind of stuff. So that's why this particular supermarket is trying to meet market demand.
So they also know that dining out isn't a sustainable option. If it's sustainable, guys, you can continue to do it without losing any of that product or maybe some sort of resource, like a natural resource. If fish are sustainable, it means you only fish enough to not deplete all the fish in the ocean. You want to have them keep reproducing. Dining out isn't sustainable if it's expensive. You can't just keep spending all this money at expensive restaurants. Of course, in Taiwan, we have more affordable restaurants. But for the most part, restaurants in the U.S. are quite expensive to go to. You have to tip. People have to pay usually for any alcohol they drink is very expensive. So it's not always a sustainable option, nor is always grabbing unhealthy fast food. You've probably heard what happens to people if they eat fast food every day. It really destroys their health, and they get quite fat, too. So you don't want to do either of those things. So what can you do? Well, here's the good news. And Many Foods has the good news they want to give to you. They're offering a savory solution by opening a new grocerant section. Savory, I can simply tell you very quickly, savory food is anything that isn't sweet and isn't bland. It needs to be tasty, but it can't be sweet. So anything that's a main dish or a vegetable would count as something that's savory. If you're talking about pastries or cake, cookies, no. Those are not savory. Those are sweets.
They've got a lot of sugar, a lot of carbohydrates in them. They're not good for you. They're going to make you fat and probably give you diabetes and heart disease and stuff like that. So, yes, stay away from all those sweets and all that salty food and this particular supermarket.
Oh, savory does kind of mean salty, though.
A mix of salty and sweet kind of, but I guess you don't want things to be too salty.
No, that's bad,
or
too
sweet. But, yes, they're trying to offer some healthy options here in their grocerant section. So they've got a section of their supermarket where you can get these items. Now, moving on to the next paragraph here, it says, "We at Many Foods know how important it is to stay healthy." Yes, indeed. This particular supermarket wants its customers to keep being healthy. Otherwise, what's going to happen? They're going to get sick, they're going to die, and they're not going to come in there and buy their products.
That's true.
Of course, if you're running a supermarket, you want your customers to be nice and healthy, and that's why our grocerant section was conceived as a place where you can stock up on nutritious, ready-to-eat meals that won't break the bank. Ooh, okay, so first of all, they've conceived this grocerant section. So here we've got the word conceive, which in this particular context means you kind of think up the idea. They've got this concept, and they've recognized this market demand. So they had a meeting, they did some research, and they came up with this idea. They conceived this idea or imagined this place as a place where you can pick up those food. You can stock up on these meals, and they're not going to be too expensive.
To stock up on, this is a phrase we often use. Let's look at the word stock first. Stock as a noun just means goods or merchandise that are sold in a shop or a store. And if they sell out of that particular item, then it's out of stock. And they'll put a little piece of paper saying, oh, sorry, we're out of stock. So if you see that, you know they've been all bought up, so they're sold out. But to stock up on means you buy enough that you won't run out. But be careful with stock, guys. Do not put an S on it. Now, if you're talking about gupiao, stocks, it's different. But this is a mass noun. Do not put an S on it.
Right. And of course, it's a verb phrase to stock up on something. Mm-hmm. Last year, when there was a shortage of tissues, people stocked up on tissues.
That was crazy.
Because they were afraid the prices were going to go up. So, of course, stores ran out of tissues for a while there because people were stocking up on those tissues.
Toilet paper.
I could even say they're probably hoarding those tissue papers, toilet paper. Yeah. But in any case, in this particular case, you can stock up on those meals, take them home, put them in the refrigerator, and heat them up in the microwave at a future time. And, of course, these meals are very good for you because they're nutritious. Mm-hmm. They've got lots of vitamins and minerals and stuff like that. And they're not too expensive. They won't break the bank, which is basically a fancy way of saying they're not too expensive. They are reasonably priced.
So each day, it says, our expert chefs, so they have chefs there that work for Many Foods. They prepare a selection of different dishes. They have sushi, sandwiches, which are a little bit more casual, of course, and entrees. An entree, this word entree with the S, is a French word, and we're putting an S on it. So an entree is a main dish. So if someone says, oh, what would you like for your entree? That's your main dish that you can order any of these things at the counter. And they also have a salad bar where you can go and just take a bowl and make yourself your own salad. I love salad bars. And they have fresh foods for every type of diet. These days, there are all kinds of diets that are really popular out there. They aren't all for losing weight. You can talk about a diet just as being the food that you typically eat every day. Tom, you used to be a vegetarian. That's a type of diet where you don't eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
A vegan, vegans don't eat any animal products, including eggs and any dairy. They don't eat any of that. Paleo is kind of more new. It's any food that you can either hunt or harvest, which means you're eating meat and healthy vegetables. They tend not to eat too much fruit, but you can, but no carbs. They don't eat bread or wheat, things like that, which I kind of love carbs, so that's hard.
I have a couple of friends who swear by this paleo diet.
It works.
I think it's guyinshi, the kind of diet that humans had thousands of years ago. And so I guess it's more natural for your body, at least according to their theory. It involves eating a lot of meat and not so many carbs. Okay, let's move on now to the next paragraph here. It says, all of our delicious pre-prepared meals are made in-house. Right here, we don't send out for them from some other place. We make them right here by hand, and they're sourced from ingredients we sell right in our store. So we use our own ingredients, we source our ingredients, and we source the meals from our own ingredients. And if you pick up a dish from the grocerant that you'd love to make yourself, scan the QR code next to the item's description to get the recipe. Ooh, isn't that nice?
It's a great idea.
Right, so maybe you pick up a grocerant meal that you really like. Boy, that was really tasty. Sweet and sour pork. Boy, I'd like to learn how to make that myself. Well, no problem here, okay? This product has a QR code on it, which can be those fat and skinny lines, I guess. It could also be that kind of square that looks kind of like a crossword puzzle. I guess that would be considered a QR code. And you can scan it. I guess you could do that with your smartphone. You just put it on the scanning function. It scans the QR code, and that gives you a link to a website or something like that. And then you can actually see the recipe there. And that, of course, is a set of instructions on how to cook a particular dish.
Yeah, you'll get their recipe, which has a list of all the ingredients that are needed, and then how to go ahead and cook the meal. Simply weigh your plate and pay at the counter. This reminds me of a lot of buffet places here where you can pick out the vegetables and meat that you want, and then as you go to pay for your meal, they'll typically weigh it. And you pay based on weight, typically. So you do it there as well. Sounds really easy and convenient. I think I would really like many foods. But it doesn't exist, guys. We made it up. So our final sentence here is, you'll find it easier than ever to eat healthy at many foods. We mentioned that word healthful, or Tom did, earlier. That's kind of a new version of healthy. When we were growing up, no one said healthful or healthfully. It was always healthy. But nowadays, you can use healthfully. You can eat healthfully. That's another adverb you can use. This is more informal these days, healthy. It's the old way, which I like as well, to eat healthy. So we hope that... I don't know. I think we're going to see more and more of this trend, and it's going to be over here more and more. I personally will go to some of the supermarkets in Taiwan that import a lot of things or have a lot of foreign food. Jason's in 101 has a lot of ready-to-eat meals. It's not just Western food. It's Chinese food as well. There's some Thai food. There's some Greek food. Also, the Breeze supermarket. Same thing. They have a really great area where you can just buy some ready-to-eat dishes. It's great, and they're very tasty. So if you haven't tried a grocerant, now's your chance. You can get out there and see what it's like.
You might be able to try it here in Taiwan, or especially if you go to North America. Check out those grocerants. It might be an interesting dining experience, you bet. Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation. We're now going to hear from our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们来看一下今天文章的第一个句子写着 Here at Many Foods, we are dedicated to giving you the shopping experience you deserve. 在好时多这里呢，我们致力于提供您值得的购物经验。我们讲到 dedicate 这个字呢，原本是当作动词，有献身或者是把你的时间跟精力呢，放在用于什么地方。我们如果用主动的话可以说 He dedicated his life to science 代表着是他献身于科学不过用人当主词我们常常也用这样的动词片语 Be dedicated to 后面加上名词如果碰到动词像这个句子里面我们就要用动名词 giving 来表示它则是由致力于什么的意思记住哦后面要加的是名词He was dedicated to his research. 在后面的句子提到呢，在这里到底提供了哪些食品呢？在这里说到 from our locally grown produce to our many organic and unrefined food products. 提供的有呢当地生产的农产品。produce 这个字当作名词，中音节在前面则是解释成为农产品的意思。像乳品就可以说 dairy produce。除了这些东西，还有许多的 organic,有机的，还有未经制过的 unrefined food products, 这些食品都是非常的天然的。第一段的倒数第二个句子提到 They also know that dining out isn't a sustainable option, nor is always grabbing unhealthy fast food.当然了，如果有健康概念的顾客们就会知道上馆子可不是一个可以一直持续下去的选项。我们先来看一下 sustainable 这个形容词。 sustainable 可以解释成为能保持的、能维持的，像我们谈的永续发展就叫做 sustainable development。而它的名词 sustainability 指的就是永续性的意思。那么呢，后面有提到一个很重要的连接词 nor, 它当作连接词解释成为也不也没有，所以上馆子不是一个可以一直持续下去的选项，而外带不健康的素食也不是一个好的选项，所以我们用 nor 这个字来当作连接词。我们再用 nor 来造一个句子。 Asking him politely doesn't work, nor do threats。也就是说，礼貌的呢，去问他是没有用的，就连威胁也是没有用的。要注意在这里的 nor 解释成为也不的意思。而在这个好时多里面呢，当然知道这个健康是很重要的。在第二段的第二个句子提到 That's why our grocerant section was conceived as a place where you can stock up on nutritious, ready-to-eat meals that won't break the bank. 那也就是为什么呢？我们在这个区域，超市餐厅区，把它构思成为一个可以让你囤积营养即时餐点又不会花大钱的地方。我们来慢慢看，有两个重要的字词。首先来看一下 conceive, 则是有构想跟设想的意思。所以这个地方 was conceived as a place, 它被构想呢，设想成为这样子的地方。Where, 在这里呢，你可以囤积。Stock up, 则是呢，指了为着某种目的来储备某个东西的意思。譬如说 stock up on fuel for the winter, 指的就是储存燃料以备过冬的意思。接着，那如果你可以呢，储存一些即时的餐点 ready to eat meals, 那么他们会很便宜，也不需要你花大钱咯。而这里的 nutritious 就是当作形容词解释成为有营养的。最后一段我们来看到呢，讲到这些做好的餐点呢，都是在店里面做的，也是取材于店内贩卖的食材。最后一段的第二个句子提到 If you pick up a dish from the grocerant that you'd love to make yourself, scan the QR code next to the item's description to get the recipe.所以如果你从这个区域购买了一道餐点，想要自己动手做，那么你就可以扫描旁边的 QR code, 就可以取得这个餐点的食谱。Scan 在这里呢，就是有扫描的意思。OK, 在这里呢，今天介绍了 grocerant, 也就是这样子的超市餐厅的概念，希望各位同学会喜欢。以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, now we've got a discussion question, or at least a series of questions here, that we'd like to ask and answer. So here we go. If you opened a place that served food, what kind of store would it be? What food would you serve, and what kind of experience would you hope your customers would have there?
Well, I would open the kind of a store or restaurant that served the kind of food I love the most, and that's Mexican. So I would have really delicious dishes and try to convince the Taiwanese people to open their hearts to Mexican food because it is delicious.
Yeah, I've got the same idea. Of course, I think a lot of foreigners in Taiwan have fantasized about opening a street-side vendor, a Lubiantan,
either
in a night market or along the side of the street. Of course, some foreigners actually do that. There's an Indian fella in Gongguan that's got a stand that sells great Indian food.
Ooh, yum.
And, of course, you know, my first experience overseas was actually going to Mexico, and they had some, you know, roadside vendors there that sold plates of tacos. You could get a full plate of about 6 or 7 tacos. They were soft shell, of course, and they were very cheap, and you could have them with a soda. Oh, it was so tasty, and because of the exchange rate, they were dirt cheap. And, of course, yeah, Mexican food is really tasty to Americans, and I thought, hey, I'd like to set up something like that in a night market in Taiwan somewhere and see if people here would like it. Although, unfortunately, though, when I ask people here in Taiwan if they like Mexican food, most people...say they hate it. I can't possibly like Mexican food.
That's not my experience.
Well, maybe in the past, maybe they've changed, but I've heard a lot of people say that they just don't like Mexican food. They think it smells weird, it tastes funny, but maybe things have changed. I don't know, but still.
I know they've changed a lot because when I was here a long time ago, before you, they didn't like cheese. And they like cheese now. So this is a big, big improvement. So we're getting there. We're getting there. We have a couple of Mexican food restaurants already that are pretty popular. And one has been around for at least 15 years.
Right, but there's still few and far between there.
Yeah.
And I have yet to see anybody selling tacos in night markets. Oh, I hope I'm wrong there. If anybody knows, if anybody knows of a place in a night market in Taiwan here that sells tacos run by a real Mexican, then I'm going to be the first one there to fork over for those tacos.
To be in line, yeah. Yeah, this is a fun thing to think about. I also...would really like to open up a small shop that had cupcakes and pastries, but the kind that I'm used to, that had a little bit more sugar, perhaps, and my favorite kinds of cookies and cakes, yeah.
Okay, but, so, yeah, this is something I'm sure our students would love to discuss because I know that students, when they get real quiet in class and don't want to talk about anything, all you got to do is mention the subject of food, and they just can't.Stop talking about it. Everybody's hungry pretty much all the time. Okay, that brings us to the end of our discussion. That's all of the time we have for today to talk about anything else. So that's it. We'll say goodbye now. So thanks for joining us. And hey, hopefully you have a chance to check out a restaurant yourself. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie. Bye.